Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I'm always glad that I have friends in dry cleaning so they can lift the stains out of the clothing that I wear. I had a really bad incident towards the end of the hockey season. There I am, sitting in the media room in Guelph. I'm wearing my favorite white shirt. I love the white shirt. I love the classic look of the white shirt. And they had some vegetable soup. It was during Lent. I wasn't allowed to eat pizza. There was pizza and there was soup. Thank goodness they had the soup. Otherwise, I would not have been able to eat anything. I went for the soup. I spilled it. Orange soup broth right all over my white shirt. It's clean now, but I had to wear it like that for the rest of the day
because
that was before the hockey game.
However did you get through the night?
I'm telling you. There is a company, however, that has now, and I'm going to buy 1,700 of these, unstainable white shirts. They use nanotechnology on the fabric to repel any oil or water-based liquid, including perspiration, which all evaporate before soaking into the fabric.
Amazing.
Unstainable.
Why did this take so long?
I know.
They put a man on the moon 50 years ago. When I was working at an Italian restaurant a long time ago, we had a really quirky manager. And I came in one night and he said, here. And he handed me a bowl of spaghetti with sauce on it. And he's like, throw these at my pants right now. And I'm like, dude, the shift is just about to start. Why do you want me to do that? Do you want to go home? Is that you're looking for a reason to get out of here? He's like, just throw them at my pants, right on the front of my pants. Throw this bowl of pasta on my pants right now. I'm like, all right, well, you're the boss. So I threw it at him. And he had bought these new pants that were, I think they were a Mark's Work Warehouse product that insisted that nothing would stick to them, stain, nothing. And he had bought them that day and he wanted to make sure they worked or he was going to walk back in with his spaghetti crotch into the Mark's Work Warehouse, which happened to be in the same area as our restaurant, and say, give me my money back. And sure enough, it all just wiped away. Nothing stuck to the pants.
Come on.
Fascinating.
Come on.
I'm sure they still have them. They were like a khaki pant of some
time
sort.
Out. Time the heck out. If they had those pants, what, 20 years ago?
Well, no, it was probably more like 15, but yeah, a while ago.
They have those pants then.
Mark's Work Warehouse.
Why did it take them this long to come up with the shirt?
Well, these were khaki. I don't know if maybe it was a different...
Come on.
You're asking the wrong chick. I'm just the chick that likes to throw plates of spaghetti at, you know, random people's crotches.
Surprise me in the least?
That's all I had to do. I'm like, all right, sure. You want me to throw a plate of food at your pants? I will do that for you. No problem. And
with
it worked.
Pleasure, says Jennifer Campbell. Explain
you
so much.
You should go ask them if they still have them. I can't remember what the name of the brand was or what it was.
No,
but yeah.
I want the unstainable white shirt.
Yeah, I bet your Mark's Work Warehouse will be all over that in no time.
This just in, I'm still not going to ask you to throw a plate of spaghetti at me.
Well, that's too bad because it's fun.
I'm sure it
is. It's fun to throw spaghetti at people. You should try it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.